In early spring, we'd go to the field to prepare lands, you know, and clean off the rubbish and plow up, and then we'd, our school would cease then. Then we would go back after laying by time, because when the crops was all cultivated sufficiently to await harvest, we'd have another little time. All told, about 3 months in the year. That's about what we had, 3 months of free public schooling. And that was about what it consisted of now.
Well, now, was this the only school that you went to? You never went off anywhere to school, did you?
No.
Good.
But now there's one thing I did do. I tried to get some books later on in life when I realized the necessity of them. And I burned a little old kerosene lamp with a round wick first and no chimney at all. And I studied with them overnight after having worked in the field all day. Later on, I learned more, and after a while I got me a typewriter and I learned to type. Dug it out at home. There was one little spat, though. I got on the major one time. He was an Irishman and was educated for a priest in Ireland. But he didn't like it, and he stole his way as a stowaway, got over here, and taught schools over the country. Teach up here at town, had a building up there, and the whole classes. You paid him a dime a day. I never seen him take a hold of a book. And he could get his subject we was treating closest to you, and the best perception that I ever heard a man make. He didn't use any book. One language, he told me how many languages he spoke. Well, a few days there gave me a big lift over the little old systems I've been operating on. So I owe to him the incentive and the wherewithal to as far as I went.
How long did you study under him?
I guess 2 or 3 months, all told.
Well, that's very interesting. Yeah. Well, Mr. are most of your friends people who were born and raised in Paulding County?
Yes. Yes, that's true.
Well, have you ever done much traveling?
No.
Okay. No. Have you ever lived outside of Paulding County?
Yeah, I lived in Cobb County a couple of years.
That's not too far.
I came back home, I still claimed as residence, you know, because I never moved my registration.
But it was, what, 2 years that you lived in Cobb County?
That was 38 and 39.
Okay.
38 and 39.
Well, Miss, will you tell me where your mother and father were born?
My father was born in Paulding County, as I started down to tell you a while ago. Was born in Paulding County. My grandfather owned a big tract of land on the Peachtree Creek in Atlanta. Sold it. He was a first student graduate from the University of Georgia.
For goodness sake.
And it is known as Franklin College then.
Uh-huh.
Franklin College, and he graduated. He was raised near Athens.